Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Rachel Syme is a staff writer who covers fashion in its many forms for The New Yorker. She's written for us about the trend toward high-rise jeans, a history of the tracksuit, and now she's going to show off the must-have fashion item of 2020, and I do mean must-have, the face mask. Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You getting out of the house much?
I wish I was more, but I'm taking a lot of walks. I took a bike ride to Central Park this weekend.
Did you wear a mask?
I did wear a mask.
Good, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about masks and mask fashion, because in a time like this, we could use a little diversion, I think.
I think so. Let's divert.
So, what is the mask of choice that I should be looking at, or we should all be looking at?
Well, listen, I'm no doctor, so I can't tell, but I think, you know, mask wardrobes are becoming a whole thing. You know, people have like a daytime mask and an evening mask. I mean, there's everything from the basic medical sort of paper masks all the way up to masks that cost hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars. For example, Burberry recently announced that they will release a mask in their trademark plaid with the red and the brown stripes, you know, like if you're going out fox hunting, that kind of a vibe.
Ah, fox hunting.
Yeah, that's, I think, $130. Off-White, which is Virgil Abloh's label, made a mask that just says Off-White, like they always do. They branded everything.
So the era of conspicuous consumption persists even during the plague.
I mean...
Too weird.
Unfortunately, yes.
What is the selfie mask?
The selfie mask is a very creepy thing that you can get where you basically send in a selfie to a company, and there's several companies that are doing this now, and they will print a mask with like the bottom half of your face so that it really looks like you, but it also kind of looks like a clownish, uncanny valley version of you, like you're wearing a permanent clown smile of yourself.
Is that a good look?
I mean, I think it's actually nightmarish. I feel like it's something from like a David Lynch movie. I don't know that
exactly.
I would. I feel like they're terrifying, but people want to look like themselves more than ever. I think people feel that a mask that blocks half their face, I mean, no one can see you smile. No one can see what your, you know, your facial expression really is. So I think people are trying to figure out ways to be more transparent, which leads us to this transparent mask called the Leaf, which is this, the best way I can describe it is it's a clear version of when you're in an airplane and the oxygen mask drops down. It's kind of like a little bit of a, it kind of looks like that very close suction to the face type thing. It's plastic and transparent, and then kind of also though has like a not transparent part about the chin, so it looks a little bit like you're wearing like old school like orthodontic headgear.
That's a memory that everybody will want to come back to.
Yeah. But at the same time, part of me just encourages people while we're in this mask phase of 2020 to embrace all these new options.
All right. Well, what I want to know is, what is the most expensive mask in the world?
Well, apparently a $1.5 million diamond and gold mask is coming out only for the purpose of being the most expensive mask in the world, just so they can say they did it.
That's just such good news.
I mean, you know, maybe it's an investment piece.
Rachel, thanks so much.
No problem.
I'm definitely putting down a deposit for the $1.5 million mask with its diamonds and gold and N99 filters.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you in it.
Rachel Syme is a staff writer, and you can read her work, always a delight, at newyorker.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.